Woke Radio, everybody. What's going on? It's your boy, Woke Radio, coming at you live, the place where we're kicking game to the community and just giving everyone life hacks. Today, I got a special PSA announcement. I mean, most white people know this, but for a few of you who's been hiding under a rock, because a few of you have been, shea butter is the way of life. I mean, if you have bad skin, dry skin, acne, this natural 100% butter really can do, you know, all types of things for you. The reason why I even wanted to do an episode on this is one day I saw my sister just walking home one day and her face was just glowing. And I was like, whoa, what do you do to your face? And she was like, shea butter, you need to look into this. So, you know, I started using it and I'm like gleaming. I have like this aura around my face. So it's not really just for women. It's for men as well. So today we have a guest here, Chatice from 3KG, which is a online wholesaler of natural oils and butter. Chatice, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. So, the reason I got this sister on the podcast here today is I actually got a chance to see her, you know, if you follow her on Instagram. And what's your Instagram? You want to shout that out?
It's at 3KG, which is the number 3, then C-A-Y-G.
Okay, yeah. No, I actually seen her go to Ghana and, you know, she's seen this butter being made on just like a natural basis. If you want to just go ahead and just give up some of the benefits and why people should use cocoa butter, or I'm sorry, shea butter. The reason I like it personally is it supports my addiction to 100% natural products. I mean, I don't like chemicals.
Right.
If you know me, I don't like chemicals. My favorite juice is Simply Orange because the ingredients on the back, it just reads orange.
Yes.
you know, growing up like how we grew up, you know.
And
great drink is everywhere.
Yeah, and that's kind of my thing.
Bologna with the red tape around it is just fake things everywhere.
Right.
I like real things. So talk to me about this 100% natural shea butter that we need to be on our skin.
Right. I'm the same way. Naturally, so I've been natural hair for the longest. Maybe about a good 13 years. So I've always been into natural products. In my search for shea butter, I wanted to carry shea butter, but I ordered shea butter from virtually everywhere. And it was so many different variations of shea butter. And I read studies on shea butter, not just Googling with people descriptions and, you know, real scientific studies. And I'm like, wow, this stuff is so powerful. It's so good. It's got to be better than some of the stuff I've seen, you know. And then we all see the little yellow containers on the shelf. That is not the pure shea butter. That is
hold on. Let me jump in here. I heard pure. I hear that. Are you from Baltimore originally?
Yes, I am, but I've grown up in the South for so long, so that's so
okay. I caught it off one word.
Yeah, so
we're based here in the DC area. Baltimore's right up the street, so
right. Pure. Yes,
there's every Tuesday and
there, yeah, but the South has gotten a hold of my what is it? My whole bonic speaking.
got you.
But anyways, onto shea butter. Shea butter is ivory. It can be ivory to a bright yellow color, but not that mustard yellow color. It's nothing wrong with the mustard yellow to, you know, put that out there because they do add a root to it. But in its purest form, it's ivory to light yellow. And I was like, well, I want to go and see what is shea butter like in Ghana, you know. And I've connected, you know, with individuals. And I'm like, I want to come. I need to see how it's made so I can understand and I can connect with every product. That was actually my goal for every product that I carry. I went to Ghana, and it was such a profound moment. You know, just the whole history, the whole state of just being in Africa. But out of all my products, shea butter is the one I'm most connected to.
Yeah. I seen this morning you posted like you had like 3 tons of it. Like,
yes.
Like, yo, people, I'm telling you, she got this by the bulk. I'm telling you,
yes, I do. Containers.
You're like the Frank Lucas of shea butter.
Yes, I have it. And
for y'all don't know, Frank Lucas, it's an American gangster reference. He wanted to go straight to the plug, so he outsources the street dealers and went to, I think, Thailand or Vietnam to meet the plug.
Yes, so. See, you go straight to the source, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of how you Frank Lucas in the shea butter industry.
Right, so I go, and the ladies are so welcoming there. This is their first opportunity. They've really had a really big opportunity to produce on the magnitude that I was asking for. So
you're creating jobs as well.
Yes, created jobs. Our last order, over 200 women.
Look at you.
Yes, over 200 women have worked on our last order of shea butter. And I was there for it, you know, and just went there, inspired the women to be great. Let's produce something great. And on the back end, I'll make sure it arrives in the U.S. just the way you want it, you know, people to experience it. And, you know, I went.
What do you mean by that? Like, what do they want to experience?
Because a lot of the times, you know, shea butter goes through different transport channels. There's so many people involved, you know. They may want it one way, and shea butter can go rancid very quickly. So what I experienced in Ghana of shea butter, it was a different experience in Ghana versus what some of the shea butter we receive here. You know, there's refinement, there's different types of shea butter, you know, but in its purest form, it is a beautiful butter. It spreads like butter, it feels like butter. It has a lot of bioactive ingredients. Actually, it's so great that only 15% of it in a product you would get benefits of shea butter. That's how powerful it is. Yes.
Yeah, so. Okay. If we could just back up a pedal a second here.
Okay.
For our people who don't know what shea butter is, or for our people who are not using it, can you just kind of let the benefits know? I mean, for people with stubbly legs who, you know, ladies who you shave your legs, you have bumps on your legs, to guys if you have stubble on your neck, I had a friend who literally burned his face off in a science experiment, like literally half his face.
Right.
And his face was so damaged that it was like, I love him, he's my brother, but it was really hard to look at, because it's one of those, like, you just stare
right
at all that damage, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, I seen him, you know, just last week he was in the club, you know, with a girl. I'm like, what's going on, man? What happened, you know? He's like, man, that shea butter, man.
Yes. Yes.
So people who've been battling, if you're battling with acne, if you have bad skin, if you're a woman who has stretch marks, talk to these people who are having these symptoms and what symptoms they go for.
Okay. I'll talk.
Wave grease. I used it as a substitution as wave grease.
Right.
I didn't want any chemicals on my head because I heard it makes you bald.
Mm-hmm.
So when I, at night when I wear my do-rag, I put on shea butter. It's a 100% natural nut from Africa.
Yes.
There's no chemicals on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it holds me so I can have my waves, my dips. So just, if you could just touch on that so people could, you know, latch on first.
Okay, shea butter, it is all, there's not a farm in Ghana that raises shea butter, first off. It is all wild harvested. These trees are everywhere, especially in northern Ghana. The fruit is edible. We did eat the fruit, and it tastes just like a sweet avocado. It's really good, but a little sweet. So it is food, by the way, in Ghana.
Okay.
But the healing of this butter, and if you're in Ghana, and this is all they use, if you burn yourself, if you cut yourself, if you, you know, have acne, which, honestly, no one in the village has acne.
Oh my gosh, the skin of these people in these villages.
Yes, there's no acne in this village, you know, and this is all these women use. Their skin glows from it. A lot of us are afraid to use oil on our face because we feel like it may clog our pores, it may break out. But shea butter, even though it's a heavy oil, is non-comedogenic, which means it will not clog your pores. It will actually help cleanse your pores. So there's a healing power in that butter, and it's been used for hundreds of years. Anytime my kids get a burn, or, you know, the women, they deal with hot fire all the time, they can actually touch those logs, the hot log, and throw them out. You know, they'll reach in the fire and throw them out. But they've been using shea butter for so long, their hands, they're just adapted to it. So, yeah, there's no, and I'll be candid with you, it makes your skin look so beautiful. Using shea
butter. Telling you,
like
I'm
a smooth glow. It's very smooth feeling, a nice glow to just using shea butter.
I just wanted to shout out newborn mothers. Okay, if you don't want, if you love your sweet newborn baby, you don't want to use any chemicals. Your baby has a diaper rash. I mean, you can use this. You don't have to use any chemicals. It's 100% natural. From an African shea tree, it treats eczema, minor burns, swelling, arthritis. Like, it's like a magic butter that, like, it's like water. I need water and I need shea butter for everything. I need it for my hair. I need it for my skin. I don't want to use chemicals anymore. So, people say I could use it for as a chapstick. It helps repair, fight rough and damaged skin from the wind, from the heat.
It does.
Vitamins E, vitamin F, and the reason why they're saying is it has this unremovable fatty acid, which renders it, you know, far superior to cocoa butter or any other natural vegetable butter.
It is. It is. And honestly, I sell a different variety of butter, from Brazil to India.
I'm sorry, I keep saying cocoa. Did I say cocoa butter?
You said it was superior to cocoa butter, which is correct. Okay. Cocoa butter is a natural moisturizer, but shea butter has that healing ability in it. Most people think cocoa butter, you think toning, you know, but shea butter is actually doing something for your skin when you put it on. It actually, it's just that, like you said, the fatty acid in it, that profile in it that other butters just lack.
Rudely interrupted you earlier. I wanted to hear what you were saying, you know, about your trip to Africa back in Ghana. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I want to hear more about that.
Shea butter, it is truly a labor of love. Let's say that. It is so many steps and so many processes to them actually to produce the butter. It's a two-day process. You know, they pick the women. I met the group of women that actually go out there and pick the shea nuts. They pick them. They de-pulp them. They got to take the fruit off. They got to let them dry. They boil them. They crush them. They grind them to paste. You know, then they whip it, which is the hardest part. You know, they whip it by hand. You know, their whole forearm in there, and they're beating it until the fat separates from the matter. You know, and then that's all done with water. You know, it's just kinetic energy, basically. And then you add.
So you're telling me there's no added chemicals?
There's no chemicals in it. It's all water. You know, they just put water in it to separate it because once
water and manual labor.
Manual labor. Once they're beating it, that paste gets warm. You know, it's just with their hand doing it, and then they put water in it to separate it.
How could you beat that?
It's tough. I tried it, and I just. My muscles will work, but if you look at these women, they're kind of cutting their arms, you know. They are strong women, strong queens, I call them, and they really carry their village. They are the backbone.
Say that then, sister. Say that then.
Yes. So
I'll say, did you get a chance to get down and dirty with them?
I did. I've shared those pictures as well. If people go on my Instagram profile, they type in the hashtag 3KG in Ghana, you'll see a lot of my images from Ghana, you know, not just the shea butter process, but other things that I've seen there that I thought were, you know, admirable and, you know, just profound going there.
What would you say was the best moment for you in Ghana?
Oh, there was a lot of best moments. But I'll tell you a unique moment that people really probably don't think of. We went there, and they were like, come early in the morning, you know, like 7:30, 8 o'clock. We were like, okay, fine, you know, because we're going to finish the process, and we're going to filter the oil. We get there, and there's no one out. And I'm thinking, where is everyone? They was like, oh, it's freezing cold. Mind you, it's like 74, it's between 70 and 75 degrees there in Ghana. But everyone's freezing cold. We have on shorts and short sleeve shirts and everything else. And I'm thinking, are y'all serious? Were y'all really cold? It's because they're so adaptive to the heat that they really have to, that was frail cold. That's their winter for them. And I'm like, oh my God, and they're like, look, they looking at us like, you don't have one of these clothes. And I'm looking at them like, they have on jackets, and they're all bundled up. And he was like, we're cold, come check it out. I go over there, and all the guys are sitting around a little fire. And I'm thinking, oh my God. But that was just like a moment for me. I was like, oh my God, how we're all creative to adapt to our environment. You know, and they thought it was bizarre. I thought it was bizarre. So we're just standing there.
No. I think you thought it was more bizarre more than they thought.
They did.
I feel you.
Yeah, right. They were looking like, did I want a blanket or did I want to come sit by the fire? You know, I'm thinking, no, I'm going to burn up.
Damn, but that's luxury at its finest, though. You think about that. It's like, you made me, I just shivered right now. I feel cold.
Yes, so we went there in January, which is considered their winter, and then we went there in June, which is like summer, and we're sweating like crazy, but they're dry, and they're probably looking at us, like, oh my God, what are they on? They just soaking wet. We're just not used to it, but it was so many different moments, because you can think being in Africa for like the first time, there's just so much, you're just over the culture, you know, but everyone, the biggest misconception is that people may be unhappy or, you know, sad or about their misfortune. That's just not the case. They're just very happy people. You don't miss what you don't have. And, you know, the whole environment, this is really a village, you know, everyone watches each other children, and so it's a lot to the story of Sheba, you know.
Gotcha.
I can go on and on about my whole visit, but back to Sheba.
No. Thank you for that. I mean, that's beautiful. You're just a beautiful person in so many ways. I mean, from the miracle butter you're bringing and sharing with us, that's one. Number two, just being able to create that, and you know, just creating jobs for women back in the motherland. That's amazing. Black business. Yes. That's beautiful. Yes. And then just being able to build that bridge between African Americans and Africans in the motherland.
Yes.
You are a bridge, my sister.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes. That's what I aim to be. I aim to connect everyone, you know, and share the stories, share the images, you know, how I connect with the women, you know, and everything that people say about our shea butter, we get it back to them. You know, they know everything good people say about it, and you know, they celebrate, they're happy, you know, and it's like, it can do so much. Like, they don't, you know, that's what they use when the women get up in the morning, they're putting on shea butter, you know, and
that's the thing. So
flawless, their skin is flawless. Like, they don't have the problems we have with eczema and acne, and those are not their problems in the village.
No. Definitely not that.
Mm-hmm. So when when we're looking for a moisturizer that is really catering to our skin type, or catering to, you know, some people, it may take a little while to get used to the thickness of it, but, you know, you just warm it up in your hand, or just warm it up a little bit, and, you know, to a liquid, and then just use it, you know, and it just glides right on.
I'm glad you said that. A few things I want to tap into. This magical butter, number one, is what I call it, because it's for everything. And knowing what I know about this now, I don't need to be black, to be honest. If I was a 14-year-old white kid in Wisconsin, right, and I had some acne issues,
right,
I might want to get some 100% natural shea butter from Africa.
Exactly.
You know, number one. Number two, it's awesome that, you know, when you make these products, that it's water and hand labor. Are you sure you ain't sponsored by Maybelline or
L'Oreal
or something like that?
No, no.
Just sprinkle a little something at the end.
No, but you know, I can.
It's too good to be true.
Yeah, like the pharmaceutical products, you know, like even a prescription cream or something. You may see that they're shea butter, but they're using the, you know, the botanical name, or, you know, it's an ingredient. So they know to go get shea butter. And when I was there, that's when I found out, like, pharmaceuticals, they're bringing in, you know, they have to transport.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so shea butter is used. Yes, you know, and it's not only shea butter, they is a substitute for cocoa butter, you know, so they use it in chocolates. The pharmaceutical are big buyers of it. So you look at those creams and everything, just like I told you, it only takes 15% of shea butter to get its healing quality. So people that make natural products here at home, you know, they make body butters and they make, you know, different balms and salves. You know, they have to mix it with certain things, but if it has 15% of shea butter, it's good to go, you know.
you know how I know cocoa butter is the truth? Like, when you see celebrities like Amber Rose, like I read online that she may endorse for, you know, these big makeup companies, you know, L'Oreal or, you know what I'm saying, Maybelline, things like that. But when she goes home in her own privacy, she uses melted shea butter. Just like you said, she said she melts it. She puts it in the microwave for like 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. Do not do that. I'm not telling you to do that. But yeah, she said she like warms it up for like 5 seconds or whatever. Again, don't do that. I'm really concerned for your microwaves in your homes. Don't do that. But, you know, she said she just warms it up and puts it on her body. I'm like, wow, this million-dollar girl who works for these million-dollar brands that she's selling in beauty and magic, and here she is using this $5 of African shea butter.
Right.
And let's talk about the prices, how it's so cheap. Like, what are you charging for this?
For a 12-ounce of shea butter, it's $5 on my website. And
$5.
And
wow, that's
to be honest,
that's my commute to work. That's my subway money.
And a 12-ounce will last you a good little while. You know, a container of shea butter will last you a good little while.
I have a 12-ounce right in my hand. I'm looking at it. And this is gonna last me. This is gonna last me probably. This is me, a grown man. Single, calculate that.
Yes. Okay. It's gonna last you good
month. Ladies, holla. But this is gonna last me. I mean, God knows how long. I mean, to the point where I need a girlfriend so I can start sharing it.
Yes.
And that's $5. And that was my $5 I spent 3 months ago.
Right. And you know, and if when people have acne, you know, no matter how bad it is, you can use shea butter on your face. You can use nice, clean, pure shea butter. You can use it on your face. It should not break you out or make anything worse. It may be worse in the beginning when you first start using it because it's drawing those impurities out. It's trying to help you, you know. But after that, shea butter it's just such a nice, good shea. Like, I use it for everything. Like, my little 2-year-old, if she has a tummy ache, she'd be like, I need some shea butter. You know, but it's not for her tummy, but I say it so much. Like, I tell them, go get some shea butter, you know.
Actually, she's so cute. She's like the face of your brand. So
she is. She really
looked like she looked like she came out of a shea butter womb.
Yes. Oh, she loves shea butter.
That's so
funny. Any piece of shea butter she sees, or, you know, she get into a container, she will get into it and put it all over herself, all over her baby.
She definitely has some good skin.
Yeah.
She looked like she's from them villages.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been there, I've done that, I trust it to put it on my babies, and they can put it wherever they want, you know, so that's how much confidence I have in the product.
So what you're saying is, if I want some natural shea butter from Africa, and I want it guaranteed, I could go through you, 3KG, yes. And I don't have to worry about all these chemicals or, they might put something in it. How is it that cheap? I know they gotta have done something. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, there's no straight Africa water pressure straight to my hand in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
It's simple, y'all. It's simple, really.
Yep, it's that simple.
Yeah, now, one thing I did want to mention is also, for the benefits in the beard, because I do have a pretty long beard. Shout out to the beard gang. If you're looking for a healthy way to, keep your beard healthy, check out the shea butter for your beard. I mean, the shea butter allows for your beard hair to grow more evenly, protects you against the harsh weather, the oppressive heat. It's the best for grooming products for sure. It's a natural beard softener, and could really actually stimulate your hair growth. And it's just filled with vitamin A, E, F. I'm going through the whole damn alphabet. This ensures your hair is properly groomed. It's everything butter.
Yes, it is.
It's everything butter.
Yes.
And again, I don't know how many times I have to say, like, my friend's face was burned. Half of his face was burned off. Like, forget acne. Forget stretch marks. His face was burned in a science experiment gone wrong. Horribly wrong. Sounds like a movie.
Yes.
And his face marks. Look, I could not look at my friend's face. But, you know, 3 months later, not only was he cool, but he was in the club in girls' ears. Buying drinks for these ladies. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
This guy is back.
He's back. I know that's right. Oh, but I tell you, in the village, they cook on fire all the time. There's burns, you know, the kids. Shea butter is just their go-to. But the only caveat to them, they're outside, so the shea butter is always soft in Africa. It's always soft. It's when, you know, we bring it inside in the coolness, we're air conditioned, you know, we got to kind of work it a little bit. But there, the shea butter is like a cream. They just put their hands in it and slather it on and go. You know,
I hear you.
Put it, yeah, so.
It needs to be mandatory in every black household, seriously.
Yes, and that's all they use on their babies, shea butter on the babies. From the womb, you get shea butter down all the time.
That's beautiful. We need to, you know what I'm saying? There's some things that we lost, you know, on our trek here.
Yes.
We need to hold on to that.
Yeah, and they've been doing this shea butter for many, many moons, many years, and they've been using it. And like I said, you know, I keep nudging. I'm like, nobody has acne. You know, I'm just, you know, telling everybody in my group when I'm in Africa, like, nobody has this or nobody has that. I'm like, is there any other beauty secrets? I'm like, is there any else, you know, that this shea butter,
yeah,
okay, well, shea butter it is.
I hear you. I mean, it's just perfect for people like me who don't want any chemicals. I mean, I get my deodorant from Trader Joe's because it has no preservatives or added scents, you know,
right? Yeah,
and even then, there are 12, 15 ingredients I can't even identify. What is this? So you're telling me the same thing in my deodorant is the same thing that goes in an F-415 bomb?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Why? I need to know what this is. And I get peace of mind knowing that there's just one ingredient there. Another thing is, seeing how this is Woke Radio, and we're always giving out life hacks and kicking game to the community. You turned this into a successful business.
Yes, I did. I really did.
Let's talk about that. I mean, I don't want to. I'm not trying to pocket check you here.
Not at all.
Talk to me about like how you grow, like your successes, and you know, keep the numbers out of it.
Okay.
Trying to get all of it in your bank account.
I know, right? I love sharing that because I've always been a serial entrepreneur. I've owned a few businesses, and my son had a problem with eczema. And I went to every specialist and they all gave this steroid cream. Oh, just put this on. It looked like it was making it worse. Yeah. So I had to download WhatsApp and I had to figure out how to call people in other countries and say, what do y'all do when any skin look like this? So I got a hold of someone in India and someone in Morocco. And that was with mango butter and argan oil. Of course, they all say, oh, this is the greatest oil for this and that. Well, I was willing to try. But what I found out was when you buy a whole bunch, the price kept going down. So yeah. The business-minded person I am, give me 500 pounds of it. Because I want the cheapest price.
Send me the whole thing.
Yeah, I want the cheapest price. So when it got here, I was like, oh my God, I love this. It, you know, stuff was clearing my son's skin up. I was getting argan oil, moringa oil, datura oil, you know, different oils I was getting out of Africa. And I was like, oh, something's clear. I can't tell you what cleared his skin up because I was using so much. You know, I should have paid attention. But the moral of the story is that's how the business kind of took a life of its own. I had so much product and I was like, I want to sell it. I'm so passionate about it because I seen it work. So there was no problem selling it. You know,
yeah.
I believed in it. I believed in the products. And when I went and just started posting pictures on Instagram and I was like, this is just going to be my business, you know, and I'm going to tell people, I'm going to go to the source and I'm going to figure out where your products come from and I'm going to tell that story. I went to Ghana and told that entire story. I had no idea how I was going to sell 12,000 pounds of shea butter. I did not know.
You know who's going to help you sell that? Woke Radio. So y'all people, y'all hear this. Listen. No, real talk though. If you're ever at your home, you're sitting, you're listening to this, not only are you going to get the benefit of some good skin, but if you're thinking, man, I need a side hustle. I need it, you know, I can use it to do extra ends. You know what? Hit up 3KG, get a few pounds of shea butter, and spread that love through the community because it's going to move like hotcakes. I mean,
absolutely.
Teach them the benefits of this. Seriously, teach them the benefits of this. And you know, feel free to be a distributor. Reach out. And if that's a possibility, you offer, correct?
Yes, it is. We do wholesale. We do private label. So our brand is out there on the shelf somewhere under someone else's name. So, but we do that, you know.
Okay, so I don't have to go to Africa and,
you do not. That's the benefit. Right. Okay. You know, we want to buy it in bulk. We buy it in bulk and take that strain. And I try to be as competitive as possible because I want people to buy the product. Even if they buy it raw and they make another product, they make soap, they make body butters. I want them to keep my price point low so they can extend that in their community when they're reselling a different product or they're reselling a different butter. That's my whole thing about this. You know, I want natural ingredients, natural products to be reachable in every community. You know, not just at the top of the food chain where everybody knows where these great oils are from and, you know, they use it in these formulations and, you know, charge whatever they want for them, but we don't know about them. You know, I just say, well, here's a raw ingredient. Here's another raw ingredient. You know, take what you will with it and make what you can, but I'll just get it at a price point where you can grab it, you know. And
Gotcha.
That's where I'm at with 3KG. That's the whole thing of 3KG, you know. It has been a life of its own, you know. I'm very connected and, you know, protective of all the products I sell. Like, I just, quality, purity, you know, and just giving it.
I know that's right.
Yeah. You know, that's how my whole business started. And I've watched other people since I've started that have taken their own soap companies and body butters. They're making their own body butters and they're selling them.
Soap is something I want to jump into really quickly. Mm-hmm. So we're coming up to an end here in the next few minutes.
Okay.
Two things that I wanted to bring up because my whole regimen is literally black soap and shea butter.
Woo! Yes!
That's all I use. And then that's it.
That is a great regimen, black soap. I'm telling you.
Tell me why I need to be using black soap. If you can just bang, 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 what black soap is, why people need to be using that. And then,
Atkinson,
you know.
African black soap, toxin soap, it cleans those grease pockets out, you know, reduce the serum that you're producing in oil. That
any, makes you any chemicals
out.
In this?
No chemicals in that. I've actually seen the black soap we make. I've seen it being made. It's just coconut oil, shea butter, water, and cocoa pod ash. And they burn those ashes. So it's almost like a charcoal in black soap. So when people jump in on the activated charcoal, it's the same concept, the same process that's in that black soap, you know.
Okay.
And they mix it with all the oils. But black soap in Africa is like the African secret. They don't want to share that recipe and everybody start making it in different countries. And, you know, they try to keep everybody, that's like a secret. You know, they only want to show you so much.
The little melanin secret.
I respect that. You know? But there's no chemicals in that. The lye, what makes it soap, is a natural occurrence from the cocoa pod ash. So there's absolutely nothing else added in black soap.
Got you. And that's just a natural soap? I mean, Beats Irish Spring is
yes.
just natural. And that my friend who burned half his face off, I keep referencing him. But he
yes.
said his regiment was black soap and shea butter. And 3 months later, he's in the club.
Yes. It's amazing. It's amazing how this works with those two.
One last thing I did want to mention is the oils, the scents, finishing up here. I was on my subway home back from work, leaving downtown DC on my way out, and I smelled the driver of the train. I'm not out here smelling people, but you know, she kind of whiffed me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, you smell good. That's crazy. And she was like, oh, thank you. And, you know, she smiled. She thought I was trying to flirt, but I really wasn't. I looked at the time, and, you know, I pay attention to details. I'm a weird kind of dude. I looked at my time. I'm like, damn, it's 10:30 p.m. I was like, how does she smell good? She smelled like 10:30 a.m., but it's 10:30 p.m. And I was like, you know, I turned around, and, you know, I'm the kind of guy, I don't care. I'll turn around and ask you. And she goes, what it was, she goes, I use oils. The secret is putting them not only on your neck and wrist, but you put them on your clothes. You put those natural oils on your clothes, and you literally, that smell that you have when you're fresh out the shower, when you spray your cologne or perfume, you put it on your clothing, and, you know, that's just you all day. And that's just been my thing. So now I have three things in my regimen. And it's a short list that keeps me fresh skin, melanated, clean, and buttery. it's just shea butter, black soap, and then my my Polo oil that I use.
Oh, see, yep, you got the whole regimen all in place. You got it together now.
Looking good, smelling good, feeling good.
Yeah, you're doing right. I tell you, black soap makes you feel like it just cleansed everything. And when you follow up with shea butter, that's the perfect combination.
Oh, my gosh. Winning. Well, that's everything from me on my end. This is our guest here, Shatice from 3KG, holding it down, spreading that love. Thank you for, you know, sharing that insight. You know, very much so appreciated. If you can just give the folks your information one last time, and where they can find you, where they can follow you. Welcome to Anchorville.
Yes, please follow me on Instagram. And if you're interested in any products, especially the shea butter we carry, you can visit 3kg.com, and all of our products are there. We have various different sizes, bulk sizes, whatever you need, we got it.
All right, and get that shea butter, y'all, because they go hand to hand like four flats on a Cadillac.
Well, thanks for having me. It was fun talking to everyone, and, you know, hope
yes,
I
sister.
You know,
we love you, sister KG, 3KG.
All right, love you.
That's
too.
Everything from Woke Radio. You have a good night.
All right, you do the same. Bye bye.
All right, peoples. Peace.